And now this is a dictation for William Samsel, S-A-M-S-E-L, November 12, 46. Addresses a letter to Saginaw, VA, 989-321-4085. Dear sirs at the VA, Dr. Rene, R-E-N-E-E, Lambert, L-A-M-P-E-R-T. This follow-up for Mr. Sansel, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, a small kidney on the right side. Last visit was November. Is my understanding he was admitted to Covenant, C-O-V-E-N-A-N-T, hospital for prostate cancer, robotic surgery. There has been no evidence of bone metastasis and no compromise of lymph nodes. There are discussions about potential radiation treatment. Apparently, will not require any chemotherapy. He's not aware of hormonal changes. Weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia. He still has an abdominal discomfort from the procedure, which is already like a month ago. Some discomfort on having a bowel movements, but no diarrhea, bleeding. Urine is incontinent, nocturia, but no infection, cloudiness of blood. No edema, claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the metoprolol, the vitamin D-125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism. He's not using any anti-inflammatory agents and no narcotics. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home in the 110s, 130s over 70s. He's able to give the full events of the recent past. Alert or intestine 3, attentive. Normal speech, full sentences, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, the last chemistry I have available is from the day of discharge from Midland. In that opportunity, creatinine 2.2, and that will be evidence of some progression. Within the last 1 year was 1.7, 1.8, and 2. At that time, high potassium 5.8. He does not recall this or if he was treated in the hospital. A normal sodium acid base, low albumin proudly reactive, glucose in the 200s, GFR will be 29th stage 4, liver function tests were not elevated. One plus of protein in the urine. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, question progression or acute event at the time of procedures in the hospital. He mentioned that there is another blood test that we don't have available through the VA. We will try to obtain that. His number hyperkalemia treatment according to the last new blood test. Next number hypertension, which appears to be well controlled. Next number is small kidney on the right without evidence of obstruction. Next number secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment, vitamin D-125. Next number, evaluation for renal artery stenosis with arterial Doppler was negative. We discuss all above issues. We'll see if we have to do further treatment. If that potassium remains elevated, he takes no ACE inhibitors or ARBs. He is not on any anti-inflammatory agents. I believe most of these changes represent the surgical procedure. Further advice to follow. He will keep me posted with recommendations for further treatment for his prostate cancer. And it's my understanding that they are repeating a kidney ultrasound tomorrow at the VA in Saginaw. End of dictation.